父，爱我们的主耶稣，我们今天要在你的面前静下我们的心，来赞美你，来称颂你，
耶稣，
因为你爱我们爱到底，
耶稣，
爱到一个部分地步，你把你的儿子现在十字上，十字架上为我们死，
主啊，
主啊，我们实在是不配，
主啊，
但是因为耶稣的宝血遮盖着我们，我们能够勇敢地到你的宝座前敬拜你，
主，
称颂你，
主啊，
主啊，我们把今天一切啊所做的事情放在你的手里，求你领导我们。我们也特别记得你的仆人魏弟兄，求你给他你要他所说的话语。
主啊，
我们就把以下的时间恭敬地放在你的手里，求你悦纳，奉主耶稣基督的名。
请我们读以弗所书第二章。
Shall we turn to the second chapter of Ephesians?Reading once again from the 8th verse
和第九节
and the 9th.
还是请大家一起来读。
Shall we read it together?
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们再读彼得后书第一章。
And then to the second letter of Peter.
彼得后书第一章第一节。
The first verse of the first chapter of Second Peter.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒西门彼得写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督旨意。与我们同的一样宝贵信心的人，我好像记得他在英文里面，他是说那因我们神的信和不是那因我们神的义和救主耶稣基督与我们同的一样宝贵信心的人，是不是这样？
In the English, I believe that it says that we obtain like precious faith with us. Through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
好，那我们再读希伯来书第三章。
And then turning to the third chapter of Hebrews.
十四节。三章第十四节。
The 14th verse of the third chapter.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。我们再读一处，提摩太前书。
Then reading from the first letter to Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章。
The first chapter of First Timothy.Verse 19 of the first chapter.
长存信心和无愧的良心，有人有起良心，就在真道上，如同船破坏了一般。这里真道反着信心，这里 faith 就在这信心上，如同船破坏了一般。
Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put aside concerning faith, has been made shipwreck.
或者就在这信仰上也可以哈。
Or else you can just say I'm holding faith.
我们或者再读马可福音。
And then turning again to the Gospel according to Mark.
虽然读过了，我想我们还需要再读一遍。
Even though we've read this once before, perhaps it'd be good to read it again.
马可福音第十一章。
Mark, the 11th chapter. Reading from the second, the 22nd verse to the 24th.
耶稣回答说：“你们当信服神。我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说：‘你挪开此地，投在海里’，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。”所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。好，这里还是第二十二节，还是这样的说。耶稣回答说：“你们当有神的信心。”
There in verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God."
那我们再读希伯来书。
And then turning once again back to Hebrews. The 13th chapter.
第七节。
The 7th verse.
十三章第七节和第八节
And the 8th verse
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人你们要想念他们效法他们的信心留心看他们为人的结局耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的好再翻过来读第十二章
Then turning back to the 12th chapter
第一和第二节的前一半
The first verse and the second verse
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣好我们圣经就读到这里哈。
We'll read to here.
弟兄姊妹还记得前几天我们所讲的信息。
Sure that everyone still remembers the messages that have been given these last few days.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹说过，信心的重要和它的意义。
We spoke of the importance of faith and the meaning of faith.
也说到信心的性质。和它来源
and also talked about where faith came from and its substance.
那昨天晚上我们说到信心的见证人
and then yesterday evening we looked at the testimony of several faithful ones.
是在说整个希伯来书第十一章都是讲到那个信心的见证人
Actually, the 11th chapter of Hebrews only deals with those that walked by faith.
他们因着信怎样为主做了美好的见证。
And because they walked by faith, they were able to give testimony to God.
成就了那个美好的工作。
And was able to accomplish great things.
完成了主在他们身上所有的那个托付和旨意。
And fulfilling the desire that God had for them.
他们所表现出的一切都是因着那信心的缘故。
Whatever they did and accomplished was due to their faith.
那今天我们今天早晨我们要说到信心的那个操练。
And today I'd like to look together with you at the refining of faith.
我们怎样来操练我们的信心
？How can we refine or exercise our faith?
我们对怎样一个信心，我们该有一个怎样的态度
？And what should our attitude be toward faith?
那这是。 末了一点也是很重要的一件事。
This is the last, but probably the most important thing.
若是我们听过了前面那些的话语而没有去施行的话。
If we did not put into practice everything that we've heard so far,
或者我们不晓得怎样去施行的话，
or if we don't know how to put it into practice,
那些话对我们仍然是没有益处的。
Then there's really no benefit to it.
不过是一些道理、一些的教训、一些的讲法就是了。
It only is reduced to some sermons, some talks, and some theories.
所以我们不仅要知道怎样的去施行。
So we not only know, have to know how to go in and put it into practice.
我们也实在需要把我们的脚摆在这条路上面。
We certainly need to put our feet on the road of faith.
让我们行走在这条路上面。
So that we may walk on this road.
在我们生活里头切实地来操练我们的信心。
To exercise our faith on the road of life.
来使用我们的信心。
To test our faith.
好叫我们信心能够长大，能够坚固。
So that our faith would grow and be strong.
也叫我们借着信能够显出这那样子美好的见证。
And that through faith we would be able to give testimony to Lord Jesus.
成就主在我们身上的那个旨意。
And to fulfill God's will in our lives.
那我们应当怎样的去操练？
Then how can we exercise our faith?
我想有几件事是很重要的。
I think there are probably several things that are very important.
头一件事情就是我们需要得着这个信心。
Probably the first is that we must obtain this faith.
当然，我想大家所有在这里的人差不多已经都有了这个信心。
I'm sure that probably most of us here already have this faith.
但是我们要宝贵我们所得着的这个信心。
But we must hold that faith to be precious.
保罗那个彼得说到那个他所得着这个信心的时候，他说得着的那个宝贵的信心。
In Peter, when we talk, he talks. Peter mentions the fact that he has a precious faith.
So, 这个信心呢，在他来看呢，是一个宝贵的信心。
And that, from his point of view, this faith is precious.
虽然这是神所给我们的一个礼物。
Even though this is a gift from God,
是神所那个赐给我们的。
It's something that God has given.
我们当我们心在一转向主的时候。
As our heart turns toward God,
神就借着圣灵把这个宝贵的信心那赐给了我们。
God through the Holy Spirit then grants us that.
在我们得着这个信心呢，是很容易一件事情。
Even though to obtain this faith is relatively easy,
神把这个信心赐给我们。
And God has given us this faith.
当这个礼物来赐给我们。
Given it to us as a gift.
从神那儿的方面来说呢，那是不简单一件事情。
From God, it probably was not an easy thing.
我们知道，只有我们有了这个，我们只有有了这个信心。
We know that only if we have this faith.
我们才能够认识神。
We then only then can we know God.
我们才能够和神能发生关系。
We can only then have a relationship.
并且和我们的神联合在连接在一起。
And to be united with God.
当所有一切丰富都成了我们的产业。
And everything, the abundance of God's grace.
他所有一切爱借着信心成了我们的享受。
And through faith, His love.Allows us to we allow to enjoy His love.
所以这实在是一个大的莫大的恩典。
So this is indeed a gracious act.
难怪彼得说这是个宝贵的信心。
No wonder Peter mentions it as a precious faith.
并且神把这个信心赐给我们了。
Not only did God give us this faith.
实在是出了个重大的代价。
He also paid a great price.
这里说神怎样把这个信心赐给我们的呢？
Here it tells us how God gave this faith to us.
他说我们怎样得到了这个宝贵的信心呢？
He tells us how we obtained this faith.
那一方面乃是因着神的意。
On the one hand, it was because of the will of God.
另外一方面也是因着我们的救主耶稣基督。
And then, on the other hand, because of Jesus Christ,
我们才得到了这个宝贵的信心。
Only through these two were we able to receive faith.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做那个神的意？
What is then, brothers and sisters, the will of God?
若是我们读罗马书第五章的时候。
If we read in the fifth chapter of Romans,
对不起，罗马书第三章的时候。
Sorry, in the third chapter.
到了从那里我们就看见那个神，那神的义。
There we can see the righteousness of God.
就差不多前三四章呢，都是给我们看见那个神的义。
And there, probably in the first three chapters of Romans, we see the righteousness of God.
当世人在那犯罪。
As a man was sinning,
世人在那里作恶的时候。
And man was involved in evil.
好像神并没有管这许多事情。
Even though it may seem that God was not concerned with these things.
有多少时候我们看见这种光景，我们心里都觉得很不平。
Oftentimes, when we ourselves see it, we seem to, our heart is at ease because of the sin.
为什么他们犯了这么多的罪？
Why do they continue in sin?
为什么他们做了这么多的恶？
Why do they continue in evil deeds?
为什么他们那欺压这么多的人？
Why do they persecute?
好像神没有看见一样。
Seems that God is not even taking notice.
为什么神不管这些事情？
Why doesn't God take notice?
为什么神不在那审判他们？
Why isn't God sending down His judgment?
神不按照他们所做的来报应他们呢？
Why doesn't God reward them for their deeds?
好像我们的神呢，乃是一位不公义的神。
Seems that our God is not a fair God.
那么好的人，他们也没有得到什么。
Yet on the other hand, the good people don't get anything.
反而坏的人呢，他们在地上又吃又喝又享受。
Seems like all the evil ones are living a prosperous life.
好像神没有管这些事。
Seems like God is.
所以没有去审判他们。
And did not judge them.
那我们就说那个神是不公平的神。
Then we probably say that God is not a fair God.
这个神是不公义的神。
He is not a fair God.
而是我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
But us, we that are saved.
我们都知道我们的神是公义的。
We all know that our God is a God of righteousness.
并不是他不那个审判人的罪。
It's not that he's not going to judge.
也不是说他没有看见人所犯的罪。
It's not to say that he does not see the sin of the world.
人所犯的一切的罪，他都已经看见了。
Every sin that is committed, he already sees.
并且每一个罪都触动那个身里面的怒气。
And every sin already impregnates our very body.
无论是大罪和小罪，
whether it be big sin or small sin,
无论是得罪人的或者得罪神的，
whether it's to offend God or offend man,
神所有人所有一切的罪都是在触动了神的怒气。
All of sin causes the wrath of God.
但是神为什么不去报应他们？
But why doesn't God, condemn them?
为什么不去审判他们呢？
Why doesn't he judge them?
因为神是爱。
It is because God is
love. 因为他爱世界上的人。
Because he so loved the world.
因着爱他们的缘故。
And because he loved them.
所以我们的神他就忍耐宽容人所犯的一切的罪。
And because of that love, he is patient and kind with the sins of the world.
那并不是说人可以犯罪。
That's not to say that we can.
好像那个神不理不问，不理不问。
It's like God doesn't even.
我刚才已经说过，人所犯的一切的罪都触动神的怒气。
I just mentioned that all sins cause the wrath of God.
那个神就把他怒气啊，那个藏在那个他的里面。
But God suppresses that wrath.
也慢慢那个积蓄在那个他的里面。
And it continues in him.
那为什么神不怒气上发作出来呀？
Then why doesn't God shed His wrath?
来审判这些的人呢？
To judge these people.
每一次人犯罪的时候。
Every time that man sins.
每一次那触动神的怒气的时候。
Every time God's wrath.
神的眼睛就看到那个十字架上那位死在十字架上的我们的主耶稣基督。
God sees then that.Death on the cross of His Son Jesus.
当他看见他儿子为了我们担当，为了担当我们的罪。
When he sees His Son, carrying our sins, dying for us.
来替我们受到审判。
To receive judgment in our place.
替我们当然流了血。
To shed His blood for us.
替我们当然受了刑罚。
To endure punishment for us.
那么呢，替我们死在十字架上的时候。
To die for us.
神就把他怒气忍耐。神就把怒气积存在里面。
Seeing that God suppresses His wrath,
神就忍耐宽容。
And He is patient and forgiving.
但是并不是他里头没有那怒气的。
It's not to say that He does not have that wrath.
那个怒气一直那个积蓄在里面。
That wrath continues in Him.
所以这个罗马书就告诉我们说，神历史历代所积蓄的一切的愤怒。
So Romans tells us that the wrath from all the ages
一直积蓄，一直积蓄在里面。
Continues to abide in God.
是等到有一天的时候。
Until one day,
他差遣他儿子到地上来。
He sent his son to the earth.
那么呢，被人挂在十字架上。
And then at the end of being hung on a cross.
在这个时候，神就把众人所有的罪都归在他的儿子的身上。
And at that time, God put all of man's sin on his son.
在神的眼睛来看。
In the eyes of God.
是因为神的儿子好像全世界那个罪人的击打成一样。
That all of his sins, all of man's sins, are put on Jesus Christ.
所以神就把一切是历史的所有积蓄的一切的愤怒
，all of the wrath that God had incurred,
一下子都倾倒出来。
were all emptied out.
倾倒在神儿子的身上。
Emptied out on his.
他就击打他的儿子。
And he put it on his.
他就审判他的儿子。
And he judged his.
他就刑罚他的儿子。
And he condemned.
到末了把儿子杀死在十字架上。
And allowing his son to die.
哦，弟兄姊妹，是何等残酷的一件事。
What a tragic story.
是亲手把儿子杀死在十字架上。
His own son dying on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到底为了什么缘故？
Brothers and sisters, why is that?
乃是为了你的罪，为了我的罪。
It is because of your sin and mine.
为了全世界的人罪。
For the sins of the world.
为了普天下人的罪。
For all of man's sin.
神把历史来所积蓄的一切的愤怒都倾倒在神的儿子身上了。
God has put all of the sins of all ages on his son.
神审判了他儿子。
God judged his son.
就叫我们的罪得了赦免。
So that our sins would be
forgiven. 儿子流出血来。
His son bled.
将所有的罪都洗干净了。
So that all our sins may be forgiven.
说当我们看见主耶稣那悲惨的死在十字架上的时候。
So when we see that tragic death of Jesus on the cross.
他在十字架大声地喊叫。
And as he with a loud voice cried.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候。
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是为了我们的罪。
We know that it's because of our sins.
并不是不审判人的罪。
It's not that God does not judge.
但是他的审判没有落在人的身上。
But that judgment did not fall on man.
若是落在你我的身上的话。
If it was to fall on you and I.
我没有一个人能够站立得住的。
Not one of us could stand.
感谢赞美主。
But praise be to God.
他因着爱我们的缘故。
Because of his love for us.
差遣他的儿子来。
Sending his son.
替我们受了审判。
To be judged in our place.
为我们死在十字架上。
To die for us on the cross.
在这里一面。借着十字架给我们看见那个神的大爱。
Here we see through the cross the love of God.
另外一方面，借着十字架也给我们看见我们的神是公义的。
And yet on the other hand, we can also see the righteousness.
所以当我们看见那位钉在十字架上主耶稣的时候。
So when we see Jesus Christ there on the cross.
我们不能够不说神是义。
We cannot but say God is righteous.
他是公义的。
He is equal, fair.
他也是慈爱的。
But he is also gracious.
他叫那义的代替我们这些不义的。
He asked that which was righteous to replace us as unrighteous.
他叫我们这些不义的人能够在他里面成为神的义。
So that we who were unrighteous might be righteous before God.
弟兄姊妹，就是因着那个主耶稣的十字架。
This was because of the cross.
这救恩就已经完，救恩就成就了。
That grace was made.
为了这个缘故，神就把那最宝贝的礼物。
So because of that, God gave his most precious gift.
就是那个宝贵的信心呢，那个赐给了我们。
That precious gift of faith.
当作礼物来给了我们。
As a gift.
好叫我们借着这一个宝贵的礼物来接受他的儿子。
That through this precious gift we would accept.
进到我们里面。
That to come into our hearts.
住在我们里头。
To live inside us.
来做我们的救主。
To be our savior.
所以这个信心从我们接受，从我们这方面来说，好像是很容易得着的。
So from our point of view, it might seem that we receive this gift so very easily. 但是
神要把这个礼物赐给我们。
But for God to give us this gift,
那个过程啊，那个手续啊，是不简单的。
The process that was gone through was not an easy one.
重大代价。
He paid a heavy price.
才把这个手续完成了。
For this process to be complete.
为此，我们才能从神手里头领受了这个宝贵的信心。
Only then could we have received that precious gift of faith.
不但这样，这个信心的本质，那个性质也是宝贵的。
Not only that, the very substance of faith is precious.
前两天，这个我们说过。
These last few days, we
啊，这个信心它是怎样的信心呢
？We spoke of what kind of faith.
我说这是那个神的信心。
We spoke that this was the faith of God.
你不要以为说我们说得了信心只有那么一点点。
Don't belittle the faith that you have.
那个像芥菜总那么小的一点点的信心。
That it's only as small as a mustard seed.
虽然这个小，那个他的那个信心虽然是那么小啊。
Even though it might be that small.
但是它的性质啊，却是非常宝贵的。
Yet its very substance is precious.
因为这个信心就是那个当初在神自己里面那个信心。
Because that same faith was originally in God.
你想想看，这个信心是何等的宝贵。
You could probably imagine how precious.
我们曾经说过，神的信心是怎样的信心。
We mentioned what kind of faith God has.
神的信心是没有疑惑的信心。
It's a faith that does not waver.
没有怀疑的信心。
It's a faith that does not doubt.
说有就有。
He said that there be and there was.
命立就立。
He commanded something.
这样一个那个无所不能的信心。
It was something that is all encompassing.
神就把这样的信心能给了我们。
God gave us this type of faith.
那么这个信心也是神儿子的信心。
This faith too was this, God's son's faith.
当初这个信心怎样在主耶稣基督里面？
How was this faith originally in Jesus Christ?
今天也照样给了我们。
Likewise, today it's in us.
所以在我们里头那个信心呢，就是那个神儿子的信心。
So that faith that was in Jesus Christ is also in us.
我曾经和弟兄这边讲过。
I mentioned to the brothers and sisters.
这个神儿子的信心呢，他是在试探当中那个得胜的信心。
This was Jesus Christ's faith was a faith that allowed him victory in temptation.
在各种试探当中完全得胜。
Victory in all sorts of temptations.
这个信心也是在那个艰难当中、患难当中那个不摇动、不改变的信心。
And it was also a faith that did not waver in the midst of persecution and suffering.
无论是环境怎样艰难，
no matter how hard the circumstances,
无论难处有多大，
no matter how difficult,
但是在主耶稣里信心是不摇动的。
His faith did not waver.
那个信心是不改变的。
It did not change.
你们还记得有一天主耶稣和门徒们在船上面？
You remember that one day, Jesus was with his disciples on a boat.
忽然间海里面起了暴风。
And suddenly a storm arose.
那个风浪大到个地步，几乎把船都沉下去了。
And the storm got so bad that it almost sunk the boat.
这个门徒们呢，害怕起来了。
And the disciples were afraid.
他们是经常，虽然是经常都在海上打鱼的。
Even though they were experienced fishermen.
对着海上所有发生的情况，他们都是很熟悉了。
And very familiar with what goes on in the sea.
但是，因为那一阵风浪太大了。
Yet, but because the storm was so big,
他们从来都没遇见过的。
They had never seen such a big storm.
所以，连着是打鱼的这些有经验的渔夫啊，都在那惊慌起来了。
That even these experienced fishermen were scared.
所以你看见那个难处是何等的大。
So you can see how difficult.
弟兄姊妹，我们主耶稣怎么样呢？
Brothers and sisters, what did our Jesus Christ do?
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
他在船的中央在睡着了。
He was sleeping in the middle of the boat.
这是何等宝贵的信心呢？
What a precious faith.
这是一个不摇动的信心。
That's a faith that does not waver.
这是一个不改变的信心。
A faith that does not change.
无论是风浪怎样的大。
No matter how big the waves and might be.
无论是环境的改变。
No matter what change the circumstances might have.
这个信心也是不改变的。
This faith does not change.
门徒们叫主耶稣，把主耶稣喊醒，叫起来了。
The disciples quickly awoke Jesus.
夫子啊，救我们啊，我们快丧命了。
Said teacher, quickly save us, we're about to die.
起来就责备他们说。
Jesus rose and immediately condemned them.
你们都小信的人
呐。Says, O ye man of
little faith. 为什么疑惑呢？
Why are you doubting?
哦，亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣的信心乃是不改变、不摇动的信心。
The faith of Jesus Christ does not change.
你说这个在主耶稣里面，在我们里头也是这样子吗？
Would you say that this faith is in us too?
若是你读使徒行传的话，你看见那些使徒们。
If you go to the book of Acts, you would see that the disciples.
他们的光景就是这样。
Their situation was very much similar.
有一天，那个洗礼起来，那个被杀害基督徒。
One day,
洗律起来，那个杀害基督徒。
They got up to kill the Christians.
洗律王。
Herod.
Herod, yeah. 那么逼迫耶路撒冷的教会。
And persecuting the church in Jerusalem.
他为了讨犹太人的喜欢。
Wanting to please the Jews.
他就把这个雅各那中把十二个使徒当中雅各在抓来了，抓来了。
And he took the apostle James.
然后把雅各在杀死掉了。
And killed James.
然后接着就把彼得在抓来。
And also then taking Peter.
把他下在监牢里面。
Throwing him into prison.
并且下在最内的监牢里面。
Putting him in the most inner dungeon.
身上都带有锁链。
And cuffing his hands.
有四万兵丁在那看守。
And putting soldiers in charge.
希律王要把第二天再从监里踢出来。
And the second day Herod would let him go.
当着众人面。把处置他。
And then in front of everyone, kill him.
那是何等危险的一个时候。
What a dangerous situation.
但是弟兄姊妹，到那一天晚上的时候。
But that evening, brothers and sisters.
在深更半夜里面呢。
In the middle of the night.
彼得在监里做什么？
What was Peter doing in prison?
祷告说啊，求你救我吧。
Was he praying, God, please save me?
没有祷告。
No, he wasn't.
是不是在那忧愁？
Was he worried?
是不是在那担心？
Was he concerned?
没有。
No.
彼得在说什么？
What did Peter say?
彼得在睡着了。
Peter was asleep.
不仅睡着了。
Not only was he asleep.
睡得那么熟。
He was sound asleep.
他到底那个打呼没有打呼？那我们不知道。
Whether he was snoring or not, we don't know.
但是我知道，我们知道他睡得很熟很熟。
But we know that he was in deep sleep.
这个熟到一个地步啊！
To the point of,
甚至那个天使那个进到监牢里面去。
When the angels came into the dungeon,
这个天使是全身都是放光的。
The angel was radiant of light.
跑进到监牢里去，那个监牢不晓得照的有多明亮。
And when he went into the jail, I don't know how light the jail became.
就是这样的光景啊，彼得还没有醒过来。
But even with all this light, Peter still slept.
这个天使过去拍一拍，拍一拍，彼得醒过来。
And the angel had to go and push Peter to wake him up.
彼得才眨着眼睛醒过来的。
And only then did Peter wake up.
天使告诉他跟我走。
And the angel said, "Come with me."
锁链就脱落下去了。
And the chains fell.
就跟着他走。
And Peter went.
到了监牢的铁门那里，铁门自动就打开了。
When they came to the iron gates,
第二道门也打开了。
The second gate also opened.
然后到了街上。
And then onto the street.
彼得还以为做梦呢。
Peter thought he was still dreaming.
还以为见了异象呢。
Thought he was perhaps seeing a vision.
头脑稍微清楚一下。
And when, but when his mind cleared,
他才苏醒过来。
He realized
主怎样借着使者把他从监牢里面拯救出来。
How God through the angel saved him.
当然，这是一个神迹。
Certainly, this is.
而这个神迹是彼得开头不知道的。
This miracle Peter did not realize in the beginning.
不知道这件事情。
But even though he did not realize,
在患难、在困苦、在危险的时候。
In a time where there was danger,
他是那样的安息。
Yet he was that peaceful in that time.
睡着了。
He was asleep.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个不摇动的信心。
This is a faith that
那个不改变的信心。
A faith that does not change.
当初怎样在主耶稣里面？
How it was in the beginning with Jesus.
以后是照样在彼得里面。
So in Peter it was.
今天也照样在你我的里面。
And today it is in you and I.
所以彼得提到的信心的时候啊。
So when Peter speaks of the faith.
这是宝贵的信心。
He speaks of it as a precious faith.
是我的主耶稣出了重大的代价。
A faith that was at a great cost of Jesus.
才叫我的罪得了赦免。
That my sins would be forgiven.
神才把这个信心赐给了我。
That God then gave me this faith.
这是神自己的信心。
This is the faith of God.
是主耶稣的信心。
It is the faith of Jesus.
也在圣灵里面的信心。
It is also the faith in the Holy Spirit.
这是何等的宝贵。
What a precious.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们对着怎样一个宝贵的信心。
With this precious faith.
我们真是要充满了感谢。
How much we should be thankful. To be praised for.
主是何等的爱我们。
God indeed loves us.
这样宝贵的信心给了我们。
To give us this precious faith.
使我们借着信能够亲近神。
So that through faith we would draw nigh to God.
能够享受神的同在。
To enjoy His presence.
能够在随时都得到他的供应。
And to receive His comfort at any time.
随时都能够充满了喜乐。
And to be filled with joy.
看见天上那个属灵的景象。
To see the scene there in heaven.
这是何等荣耀的一件事。
What a glorious thing this is.
我们要宝贵。
We need to hold the precious. We need to be thankful.
赞美。
We need to be in praise.
或者是我们还没有得到的信心的话。
If we have not received this faith.
所以头一步我们需要得到这信心。
The first thing we have to do is to receive this faith.
不需要你出什么代价。
You don't have to do anything yourself.
也不需要你这样的哀求。
You don't need to cry.
只要你的心转向主耶稣。
All you need to is turn your heart toward God. To look toward God.
主耶稣啊，我需要你。
Dear God, I need you.
当你一转向主的时候，
and as you turn to God,
圣灵把这宝贵的信心就赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit will give us this precious.
第二，我们需要能够抓住这个信心。
The second thing is we need to catch hold.
你要将你们起初的信心坚持到底。
We need to continue to press on with the faith that we once had.
要一直能够抓住它。
To hold on to.
不要放松。
Do not let go of it.
不要失掉这个信心。
And do not lose it.
既然是这样宝贵。
Since it is so precious.
所以我们要紧紧地带着抓牢。
We want to grasp it tight.
这个信心实在是宝贵。
This faith is indeed precious.
我们借着信心所得到的何等的多。
What we receive through faith is abundance.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们还不晓得。
Brothers and sisters, we probably don't realize it.
将来我们到了天上。
But one day when we get to heaven,
宝座跟前的时候，
when we're in front of the throne,
我们看见神因着这一个宝贵的信心所赐给我们的那个恩典和慈爱是何等的丰盛。
And we see the love and the grace that God has given us through this faith.
我们所享受的一切的好处，
everything that we have enjoyed,
我们所得到天上各样属灵祝福，
everything that we have received from heaven,
都是借着这个信心做导管流到我们里面来的。
It is all through this faith.
若是没有信心的话。
If you don't have this,
我们什么东西都得不到。
And we can get nothing.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
实在是宝贵的信心。
This is indeed as precious. We want to hold on. We want to grasp it. Do not let it go. Because it is too precious. It makes too much difference to us.
魔鬼啊,
so the devil,
就是我们的仇敌,
our enemy,
他用千方百计要把我们的信心带掳掠去。
He uses all kinds of schemes and methods to get us to abandon our faith.
使我们那个失掉信心。
So that we might lose our faith.
他知道一件事。
He knows one thing.
比我们甚至而且还聪明。
He's smarter than us.
他知道若是你失去了信心,
He knows that if you lose your faith,
你整个的基督徒生活完全垮台了。
He knows that if you lose your faith, you'll lose your entire Christian life.
什么东西都得不到。
You could net get nothing.
他只要把我们信心给我掳掠去。
All he needs to do is take away our faith.
他只要叫我失掉信心。
Causing us to lose our faith.
他就可以在我们身上为所欲为啊。
He could have his way with us.
愿意做什么就做什么。
He could do whatever he wants.
愿意这样摆布，这样捉弄我们，就怎样摆布，这样捉弄我们。
If he wants to toy with us or play with us, he's able.
魔鬼知道这一件事情。
The devil knows this.
他也知道我们一生的道路都是走在这信心的道路上面。
He knows that our whole life is supposed to be walked on that road of faith.
所以在这一生的里面。
So throughout our life.
一路上。他想尽办法来攻击我们
All along the way, he finds ways to attack us,
来试探我们
to tempt us,
来引诱我们
to, distract us,
叫我们失掉信心
so that somehow we might lose that faith.
弟兄姊妹我们要紧紧地抓住这信心
Dear brothers and sisters, we must grasp onto this.
魔鬼有什么办法叫我们失掉信心呢
What kind of methods does the devil use to cause us to lose faith?
头一个办法就是叫我们犯罪
The first way is that causing us to sin.
当然我们的犯罪主耶稣的宝血会洗净我们
Of course, our sins are forgiven.
我们主要记得约翰一书第一章第九节所告诉我们的话
All we need to remember is the first John, the first chapter, the ninth verse.
我们若承认自己的罪
If we confess our sins.
神是信实的
God is faithful.
是公义的
He is righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪
He will forgive us of our sins.
洗净我一切的不义
To cleanse all our iniquity.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经为我们的罪死了。
Because Christ already died for us.
所以今天他在神的宝座跟前做了我们的中保。
And he is our guarantor in heaven.
天天为我们代求。
Praying and supplication.
所以我们若是有犯罪的话
So if we do sin.
马上我们到神的面到宝座跟前来。
Quickly we come before the throne of God.
承认我们的罪。
To acknowledge our sins.
让主耶稣宝血洗净我们。
Asking the blood to cleanse us.
弟兄姊妹若是我们没有承认自己的罪。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not confess our sins, if we do not receive forgiveness, and if we do not ask forgiveness, then our hearts become cold and our conscience begins to bother.
我们的良心就起来定罪我们
and our conscience comes and condemns us,
就起来指责我们
and to point at us,
因为我看见你这样坏，你这样，你那样
saying that you did this and you did that.
这样一路在良心的控告之下呀
as long as you're under this condemnation of your conscience,
我们的良心就成了有亏欠的良心
our conscience then becomes something that is lacking.
这样一个有亏欠的良心
and such a conscience,
就好像一个船呢在破裂了一样。
Is like
lie boat.
Is like a boat.
那个船破裂了。
Is like a shipwreck.
那个信心呢，就从里面露出去了。
And faith slowly seeps out.
良心什么时候有了亏欠？
Whenever there is something wrong with us.
那么我们的信心就漏掉了。
Through our conscience, our faith seeps out.
我们总要保持一个无愧的良心。
Brothers and sisters, we must always have a clear conscience.
所以，若是我们偶尔我们不小心，我们犯罪了。
Accidentally, we do sin.
我马上到主面前承认我们的罪。
We must quickly and go to Jesus.
让主的宝血再洗净我们的罪。
So that His blood would cleanse us.
除掉我们一切的不义。
To take away all of our iniquity.
让我们良心里头没有亏欠。
So that our conscience would be clean.
使我们仍然能够活在神的面前。
So that we could continue to live in front of God.
保持我们的信心。
To hold on to our faith.
撒旦常常借着良心来控告我们。
So Satan often uses our conscience to attack us.
我不知道你们是怎样。
I don't know what you're.
我记得我刚刚蒙恩得救那一段时间
I remember just shortly after I was saved
那个时候实在是很痛苦
Oftentimes I was in great pain
落在那个良心的控告之下
Under the conviction of the Spirit
头也抬不起来
I couldn't lift my head
也不敢祷告
I was afraid to pray
就是祷告也没有信心
And even if I did pray I didn't have faith
就读圣经也没有味道
Reading the Bible it seemed to have no meaning
我也听不进去
I went to services and I couldn't listen
良心有了亏欠
My conscience was not clear.
那个信心就漏掉了。
My faith was seeping out.
属灵事情对我都没有兴趣。
And anything spiritual did not captivate.
落在软弱和痛苦里面。
And I was sunken in weakness and sin.
这个时候啊，那是仇敌最欢喜的时候。
And at this point, the devil is the most pleased.
所以他常常借着良心来控告我们。
So he often uses our conscience to attack us.
来指责我们。
To accuse us.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不要忘记主耶稣的宝血。
Do not forget the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
他的血能洗净我们良心的亏欠。
His blood can cleanse our conscience.
能够除去我们的死刑。
It could takes away our sinfulness.
叫我们侍奉这位永活的神。
So that we may worship this living God.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
那么仇敌第二个方法。
The second method of the devil.
就是叫我们怀疑那个神的爱。
Is to try to cause us to doubt the love of God.
怀疑那个神的真实。
To doubt the reality of God.
我们刚刚蒙恩得救之后。
Right after we were saved.
我们应当接受了主耶稣。
Because we received Jesus.
我们罪得了赦免。
Our sins were forgiven.
那我们里面就充满了喜乐和平安。
And our hearts were filled with joy and happiness.
所有蒙恩得救的人。
All that are saved.
不管是在什么地方
where you might have been saved,
每一位真是蒙恩得救的
everyone that was truly saved,
里面都满了喜乐和平安
I'm sure that all of your hearts were filled with
说不出来的喜乐
joy that is unfathomable
满有荣光的大喜乐
joy that was very glorious
并且那个不摇动的平安
and a peace that would not waver
那个在我们里面
That came into us.
神儿女刚刚蒙恩得救时候那时候光景
This was the scene of the children of God when they believed.
有的时候喜乐到一个地步啊
Sometimes you're joyful to a point.
没有办法忍受得住
You can hardly contain yourself.
我记得我刚得救时候那一段时间
I remember just shortly after I was saved.
实在是充满了喜乐
I was filled with joy.
走在路上也在唱诗歌
And as I walked on the street, I sang.
进到房间里面也在唱诗歌
And in my room, I sang.
虽然我只会唱一首诗歌
Even though I only knew one hymn.
但是那首诗歌翻过来唱倒过来唱一直唱一直唱
I would sing it this way and I would sing it that way.
不过感谢主这个诗歌是唱不完的诗歌
Praise the Lord that this is one hymn that you can sing
一直唱一再一唱重复的唱
You can sing it over and over again.
真是百唱不厌的
You never get tired.
为什么这么喜欢唱诗歌呢
Why did you like to sing so much?
因为里面太喜乐了
It's because of the joy that was in my heart.
没有办法但是发表出来
I could not express it.
就借着诗歌在那发表出来
So using hymns I was able to express.
有的时候晚上祷告的时候
Sometimes in the evening as I pray.
祷告那个喜乐充满在里面
And my joy was overflowing.
那个喜乐是忍受不住的喜乐
It's a joy that cannot be suppressed.
这个充满到个地步全人的几乎都要爆炸起来呀
It got to the point where I felt like my whole body was
没有办法跪在地方
I could no longer kneel there
我就趴在地上
So I sprawled out on the ground
有时候在地上打滚啊
Sometimes I would roll around
因为那时候年纪还轻
At that time I was still young
太喜乐了
I was so happy
就是这样那个喜乐还是没有办法停止
And that joy continued on
一直从里头涌流出来
Continued to flow out of
我只好在祷告中
I could only pray
我主啊我太喜乐了
God, I'm too joyful.
我受不了了。
I can't take it anymore.
求你停一下好不好？
Could you stop for a moment, please?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主实在听祷告的神。
He did listen to my prayer.
一祷告啊。
Once I prayed.
这个喜乐的潮水从喉咙口退下来一点点。
That joy sort of was suppressed a bit.
这样我才能爬起来喘一口气。
Only then was I able to get up and grasp.
要不然的话，这个人呢，不晓得怎样爆炸了。
I don't know what would happen if that.
亲爱的兄弟们。虽然每个人所经历程度不一样
even though each of us experienced this to a different level
所有蒙恩得救人
but all that received grace
里面都是满了喜乐
we are all filled with joy
满了平安
full of peace
但是这个喜乐不会长久在那个地方的
but this joy won't forever be
过了一段时间之后呢慢慢就平静下来了
after a while it sort of tapers down
再过了一段时间了这个喜乐就找不到了
and sometimes after a while you can't even find
有的时候盼望这个喜乐再回到里面
Hoping that somehow this joy would come back.
怎么祷告都找不到那个喜乐。
No matter how I prayed, it would not come back.
这时候我们是很难过。
In that time, I felt very bad.
有时候很灰心。
Sometimes very discouraged.
是不是我们在犯了罪？
Was it because I sinned?
为什么那个喜乐没有了？
Why isn't there that joy?
为什么那喜乐失掉了？
Why did that joy disappear?
真是盼望能够活在那个喜乐境界里面。
How I want that joy to return.
但是现在已经不能够找到了。
Yet I can't seem to find it.
灰心。
discouragement.
失望。
Disappointment.
就在这时候给魔鬼留了地步。
And right there and then, the devil has his foothold.
魔鬼就进来呀。
And the devil enters.
你从前那个心理作用吧。
Before that was all very psychological.
那哪里真实，那有什么真实喜乐呢？
That wasn't real joy.
这个是心理作用啊。
It was only psychological.
啊，慢慢就说，恐怕神不爱你了。
Then saying, perhaps the Lord doesn't love you.
神是已经弃绝你了。
The Lord has already rejected you.
所以现在没有什么喜乐。
So you don't have any joy.
然后你要是接受的话呢？
And if you accept this,
他就又来说，是真的有神吗？
Then he'll come and ask, is there really a God?
真的是神的儿子吗？
Are you really the children of God?
怎么全世界那么多人没有相信，那么只有你俩相信呢？
How come so many people in the world don't believe yet you believe?
信的人总是很少数的。
There's only a very small minority.
真的有会这样会事情吗？
Could there really be something like this?
弟兄姊妹，你看一步过一步，一步生一步。
So you can see.Step by step, you get deeper and deeper. Slowly, you are in the loose of the devil.
怀疑神的爱,
doubting the love of God.
怀疑到神的存在,
doubting the existence of God.
怀疑到那个神的真实性,
doubting the reality of God.
里头在心情摇动了,
and your faith begins to
work. 哎呀，有一次我在怀疑的时候啊,
but one time I was,
那实在心里非常痛苦,
I was doubting and my heart was full of pain.
两个礼拜之久的时间,
for over 2 weeks,
没办法祷告,
I could not pray.
也没办法好好做功课,
I could not even do my homework.
心里很痛苦,
my heart was in
anger. 满脸愁容啊。
My face was, I was frowning and worried.
两个礼拜之久的时间,
for over 2 weeks.
直到了有一天呢,
until one day,
我一个人又坐在那个地方,
I was sitting there alone.
忽然间我就问到我自己几个问题。
Suddenly I asked myself several questions.
我说魏某人啊。
This is the end of side one. Please turn your tape over at this point. Thank you.
I asked myself, before you believed, was that faith in you?
从前你在家里和家里一同在那里拜拜的时候，有没有那一位在你里面？
Was that Jesus Christ in you when you were worshiping those idols in your home?
我说没有。
I said no.
那从前你没有信耶稣，有没有那一位呢？
Before you didn't believe, that wasn't in you.
我说没有。
No, it's not.
那你信了耶稣之后，里面有没有那一位在你里面呢？
And after you believed, did that person come in?
我想看实在是有，我想想实在是有啊。
I said, indeed, he did.
继续，我里面不仅有喜乐和平安。
Not only was I filled with joy and happiness.
并且还有另外一位住在我里面。
Somebody else was living in me.
很多时候对我说话。
Oftentimes talking to me.
很多时候在里面安慰我。
Comforting me.
在里面引导我。
And leading me.
有时候在里面又指着我。
Yet also instructing.
实在像活人一样，那个住在我里面。
Almost like somebody living that's living.
这个是千真万确的一个事实。
This was something that was true.
是我没有办法不承认的。
It's something that I cannot deny.
所以我就说有。
I said yes.
那他说你为什么怀疑？
Then I asked myself why did I doubt?
为什么怀疑啊？
I said why did I doubt?
主耶稣在我里面。
This person is already in me.
这个是我信心的凭据。
This is the evidence of my faith.
我怎么能怀疑？
How can I doubt?
我马上就跪下祷告。
I immediately kneeled down to pray.
承认我的罪呀。
Asking forgiveness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 常常借着这个，借着这也是来试探我们。
Satan often uses this method to tempt us.
教育我们怀疑我们得救。
Causing us to doubt if we're even saved.
怀疑我们神的真实性。
Doubting the reality of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的神的儿女都该这样，我们都该知道。
All of us should know.
我们刚刚蒙恩得救，实在里面充满了喜乐。
When just after we were saved, we were so filled with joy.
喜乐不过是一个情感，不过是一个感情就是了。
Yet that joy almost seems to be just an emotion.
这个喜乐它会失掉的。
And that emotion slowly fades away.
但是主耶稣仍然在里面。
Yet Jesus Christ remains.
就好像你这个表啊，丢掉了。
Just like if you lost the watch.
这个表是很值钱的。
If that watch was very precious.
是很贵重的。
It was a very And no matter how, where you look, you find it.
你在床铺底下找出来了。
And suddenly, underneath your bed, one day you found it.
找到之后真是高兴得不得了啊。
And you were very happy.
这样贵重表我找到了。
I finally found my precious watch.
没有丢掉。
I did not lose.
喜乐不喜乐呀？
Are you happy?
就把它戴在手上面。
So you put it on.
那第二天时候呢？
And then the second day.
想起来还是不错。
Well, it's nice.
但你喜乐程度已经减少了。
But even that joy had already decreased.
过了一个礼拜、两个礼拜呢？
After 2 or 3 weeks.
喜乐完全没有了。
That joy is completely gone.
但这个表还在我手上面。
But the watch is still here.
我们找到主耶稣也是这样。
This is the same way when
we find. 发现了宇宙之宝啊！
We found the most precious thing in the universe.
一个宝贝在瓦器里面。
A precious treasure in the clay vessel.
哎呀，那真是喜乐呀。
We are filled with joy.
但是过些时候，那个喜乐会失掉。
But after a while, that joy will slowly fade.
那个宝贝仍然与我们同在。
Yet, that treasure still remains with us.
这个感觉算不得什么。
This emotion does not.
最有价值的乃是那个瓦器里面的宝贝。
What is the most important is that treasure within the clay vessel.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters,
when Satan is tempting
us,
causing us to waver in our
faith,
we need to lift our heads and praise
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
And that the emotions have
gone.
But you still continue to abide, to be with
me.
You did not leave
me.
You did not reject me.
你与我同在，直到世界的末了。
And you will be with me to the end of the earth.
这是我们信心的凭据。
This is the evidence of our faith.
有的时候，撒旦也借着我们所不明白的那个许多的事情来困扰我们。
Often Satan also uses many things that perhaps we don't understand to come and bother us.
叫我们那个信心摇动。
Causing our faith.
比方说，当我们读圣经的时候啊。
As an example, when we're reading the Bible.
我就发现许多事情啊，我们真是那个信不来。
We find many things that it's hard for us to believe.
神既然是慈爱的。
Since God is a God of love.
为什么呢？以色列人杀了那么多的人呐、啊。
Why did the Israelites kill so many?
为什么让地上有这种征战发生呢、啊、
？Why did He allow war to happen?
哎呀，你的信心摇动了。
And our faith begins to waver.
读到创世第一章。
When you read Genesis, the first chapter,
神六天创造天地宇宙万有。
Six days God created the heavens.
我们读书的时候不是这样。
When we read our textbooks,
怎么会六天在那创造出来的呢
？How could He create it?
这就是好几千万年而产生出来，而产生出来的。
It took several thousand million years to.
到现在，这个创世第一章到现在只有六千多年。
From Genesis, the first chapter, till now, there's maybe 6,000 years.
这个有问题，有问题。
There are some questions.
啊，这个信不来，信不来。
I have a hard time believing.
哎呀，亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
不读圣经还好。
It'd be better if I didn't read the Bible.
一读圣经啊，反而发生了许多的问题。
I read the Bible and many problems arise.
所以我劝出门出气的弟兄姊妹，你不要读旧约，你先读新约吧。
So I would suggest that you first read the New Testament.
读新约问题少一点，读旧约越读问题。
There are less problems in the New Testament than the Old.
当你碰到这些问题的时候
，When you have these questions,
你没法得到解答。
And you can't seem to find the answer.
你还困惑。
And you have a struggle with it.
解决的问题。
I can't solve these problems.
有时候请教年长的弟兄姊妹。
And you would go ask an elder or a deacon.
有时候他们给我们一点哎很满意的回答。
And maybe sometimes they would give us a satisfactory answer.
有时候他们给我们的回答呀也是牵强附会，里头我们不能接受。
And sometimes they don't even answer our question, and we can't accept.
虽然不敢说什么话，但是里头摇头。
Even though we won't say anything to them, we nod our heads.
不能承认他的解答。
I cannot accept.
这些问题一直在我们里面。
The question is still in us.
我们里头的信心当然摇动了。
And it continues. It causes our faith to waver.
慢慢的信心当然失掉了。
And our faith slowly decreases.
亲爱的兄弟们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
撒旦会借着各种的方法
，Satan will use all kinds of methods.
摇动我们的信心
，to cause our faith to waver.
来破坏我们的信心
，to break our faith.
所以我们要坚持。把我们基督确实的心坚持到底。
So we must hold on to that faith to the very end.
要抓住我们的信，那个我们的信心。
To grab on to that faith.
不要被仇敌掳掠去。
Do not be tempted away by the devil.
虽然在圣经里许多的问题我们不能解答。
Even though there are many questions in the Bible we cannot
solve. 有很多的事情好像我们都信不来。
And many things it's hard for us to believe.
但是我们知道我们这个人太有限。
Yet we know that we are very limited.
我们的知识有限。
Our knowledge is limited.
我们的智慧也是有限。
Our wisdom is limited.
凭着我们这一个微小、这个有限的人呢、啊。
And somebody that is so limited.
去了领会来了解那个无限那个是神他所做的事情。
To try to understand something that's unlimited.
我们实在是没有办法。
It's impossible.
所以保罗才告诉我们说。
So that is why Paul tells us.
他说：“身在神智慧的和神智慧和知识。”身在神丰富的智慧和知识。
To be born in the wisdom and the knowledge of God.
他的判断何其难测。
It is hard to decipher.
他的踪迹何其难寻呢。
And it's hard to find His will.
谁知道主的心呢？
Who knows the heart of God?
谁做过他的模式呢？
Who knows the movement?
谁事先给了他，又来叫他偿还呢？
Who first went to God?
这位神实在太大。
This God is too big.
他的智慧是没有限量的。
His wisdom is unlimited.
今天我们所不能明白的事情。
One thing that we cannot understand today.
慢慢我们属灵生命长进一点点了。
As our faith increases.
等到我们再来读的，哎呀，懂得了。
If we go back to where we did not understand, we understand.
等到我们老练一点的时候啊。
And after we have more training.
我们再回头来读，哎，明白过来了。
We suddenly when we go back to that passage, we understand.
还有许多的事情。
But yet there are still many.
我们今天仍然像对着镜子观看一样。
It's almost that we are looking in a mirror.
模糊不清啊。
Not very clear at all.
等到将来到了宝座跟前。
But then that day when we're in front of the throne.
到了天上的时候。
When we're in heaven.
到那一天，所有的一切我们都明白了。
At that day, everything will become clear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不要让这些事情成为我们，让我们所不明白、所不了解的事成为我们的绊脚的石头。
Do not cause not understanding the Bible to become your stumbling block.
不让我们倒下去。
Do not cause it to make you stumble.
不让仇敌把我们信心的掳掠去。
Do not allow the devil to take hold of your faith.
我们虽然不明白。
Even though we don't understand.
我们仍然是相信的。
We continue to believe.
我们虽然不能解释。
Even though we cannot explain.
还是相信我们的神是真实。
We believe that God is real.
主耶稣是我的救主。
Jesus Christ is my Savior.
他已经从死里复活。
He has raised from the dead.
他在我里面。
He is in me.
是那荣耀的盼望。
And that is a precious hope.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
信心不要动。
That our faith would not waver.
有的时候，撒旦也借着各种困苦和艰难呢。
The devil also uses difficult situations
来摇动我们的信心
to cause us to waver.
我们以为说一个人信了主之后啊
oftentimes we think once somebody believes,
天天都是欢喜快乐
every day will be joyful.
我自己从前就是这样。
Originally, I had thought this myself.
我一得救之后，那实在很喜乐。
After I was saved, I was very happy.
我以为从今都可好了。
I said, well, after that, it'll go okay.
天天都过年呢。
Every day will be like
New
Year. I'll never have any problems.
再也没有难处。
And won't have any difficulty.
再也没有患难。
I won't have any difficulties.
因为我的神乃是全能的神。
Because my God is an all-sufficient God.
他既然是爱我。
And because he loves me.
没有一件事情不能替我做的。
There's not one thing that he cannot do.
没有一个难处不能替我解决的。
Not one problem that he cannot solve for me.
我想排在我前面的乃是平坦大道。
I thought that before me was a all-sufficient.
我可以任意其时。
I could go anywhere I want.
乃像汪洋大海。
I could go wherever I want.
啊，这是欲望啊，这个无限的。
I was not limited in any way.
就是那里平坦。
It was that broad.
我的人生常常啊，画像长漫啊。对不起，那我们觉得我们是这样，我们是这样的光景。
This was our situation.
等到一旦遭遇了患难
，but as soon as we run into problems,
遭遇了那个痛苦的事情
，run into difficulty,
或者遇见了损失啊
，or perhaps something wrong,
我们怎么会有这样的事情呢
？How could something like this?
我们就祷告。
And so we begin to pray.
主啊，你是全能的。
You are all powerful.
你要替我解决这问题。
You have to solve this problem.
你要带我从这难处里面过来。
You have to take me through this period of difficulty.
祷告来祷告去了，难处也不解决。
I pray there and here and.
环境还是那样。
The situation is still the same.
慢慢的，祷告也没有用，算了吧。
And seems like prayer is there's no result.
再也不祷告了。
So I don't even pray.
魔鬼就来了。
And then the devil comes.
你看看，你所信的神到底是全能的。
He says, "Do you think that all your God is all sufficient?"
真的爱你吗
？Does he really love you?
为什么不听你祷告
？Why doesn't he hear your prayer?
为什么不能解决的问题
？Why can't he solve your problem?
他要来摇动我们的信心。
He wants to cause our faith to waver.
叫我们怀疑神的爱。
To doubt God's love.
叫我们怀疑到神的能力。
To doubt God's ability.
怀疑神的存在。
To doubt their existence of God.
哎呀，这个魔鬼是无孔不入的。
The devil does not stop at anything.
你稍微有一点破口和漏洞，他进来了。
All you need is a little crack, and he will go in.
他来做什么事情
？He'll
来做什么事
？Whatever he does.
来破坏你的信心。
To break your faith.
又是你信心破坏了。
And once your faith is broken,
什么都是没办法的。
Nothing can be achieved.
诗篇十一篇告诉我们说。
In the
诗篇十一篇
，the 11th chapter of Psalms.
他说，根基若是毁坏。
If the root is destroyed,
义人还能做什么呢
？What can a righteous man do?
信心就是我们生活的根基。
Faith is our root.
若是信心被破坏了
，If our faith has been ruined,
我们什么都不能做了。
We cannot do anything.
亲爱的兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
魔鬼知道这一件事。
The devil knows this.
我们总要记得一件事。
We must always remember one thing.
保罗告诉我们说
，Paul tells us,
我们受患难。
When we face suffering,
原是命定的。
It is in is where this will happen.
我们要进入神的国。
to enter into God's kingdom,
要经历许多的艰难
we'll have to go through many hardships.
我们不要盼望我们的人生大落可以任意其吃
do not think that life will be easy.
我们不要想我们人生是花香长满的人生
do not think that you will not run into any problems.
我们若是要进入神的国
if you want to enter into the kingdom of God,
经历许多的患难
you'll have to go through many hardships.
所以我们总要预备好
so we must be prepared.
里面有个受苦的心智
and have our heart ready.
来抵挡魔鬼的攻击
to resist the devil.
虽然在苦难里面
even though we might be
hardships, 我仍然在相信
We'll continue to believe that God will listen to our prayer. And even if he doesn't listen, I'll continue to praise him. Because he has a better plan. Praise the Lord. God loves us. He is a knowledgeable God. He knows how to lead us. As long as he knows that is sufficient. Do not allow our faith to be taken away by the devil. We need to be steadfast, holding on to our faith. So that through our faith we may enjoy the grace of Jesus Christ. The third area is we need to use our faith. We need to use.
好多弟兄姊妹里头有这宝贵的信心呢。
Many brothers and sisters have this precious faith.
但是从来不去使用它。
Yet they never go to use it.
所以那个功效、那个功能啊，就显不出来。
So there's no results.
你呢看不见功那个信心的功效。
And you can't see the results of faith.
所以我们信心不会长进。
Therefore, our faith won't increase.
不会老练。
And there won't be that refinement. We need to always use our faith.
每一次我们读圣经的时候
Every time we use the Bible.
不光是用我们头用头脑来读
Whether we use our wisdom to read it.
我们用我们的信心
We'll use our faith.
神的话语
God's word.
是神和我们立的约
Is the covenant that God has given us.
这是新旧约
This is the new covenant and the old covenant.
神把他的话写在约书上面
God has put his words on this covenant.
他把这约书
He has given us this covenant. Why is it called the old and the new covenant? It's because of a covenant that God gave to us. We must believe that all the words in here are true. Because God is a faithful God. He cannot go against his covenant. So when we read the word of God, whether we understand or not, we need to accept it with our faith.
一面读
as we read,
一面默想
meditating,
一面用信心接触到我们里面来
accepting it through faith.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当你这样读的时候
brothers and sisters, if you read it like this,
你这样用信心把主的话接受到里面来
with faith accepting what you're reading,
你这样相信主所说的
believing what is said,
你就看见那个主的话就发生功效
you can see the word of God taking effect,
就产生出能力来
it'll produce strength.
那个话不再是字句，不再是道理的
it's no longer just words or logic.
在你乃是灵，在你乃是生命
but it becomes life.
成了你的喂养，成了你的粮食，成了你的供应
it becomes your provision, it becomes your food.
叫我们的信心能够长大起来
so that our faith would increase.
祷告时候我们凭着有没有用信心祷告
when we pray, we need to pray with faith.
不要光是来说一句话
not just rhetoric.
相信我所祷告的
but believing what we're praying.
我们的神他是听祷告的神
God is a God that listens to our prayers.
他是答应祷告的
He answers prayers. If we ask in His name, no matter what we ask, He will cause it to come about. Because this is His promise.
就是我们在生活里面
in our life,
我们都需要用使用我们的信心
we need at all times to use our faith.
在家庭里面生活
whether it be in the home,
在我们 office 里生活
whether it be in the office,
我们都需要用我们的信心的
we need to use our faith.
大卫也告诉我们说
David tells us,
他说我常把耶和华摆在我的面前
I often put Jehovah in front of my face.
这是他的信心，这是他的信心的生活。
This was his faithful life.
在他生活里面，他常常是把神摆在面前的。
Often he was face to face with Jehovah.
他说因他在我右边。
Because he is on my right.
他不仅是他的眼睛所看见的是耶和华是神。
Not only what he saw was God,
并且让这个神也在生活里面能够得到地位。
And also he placed God in a position.
他能够尊敬他所信靠他所信靠这位神。
And he would respect that God.
因他在我右边。
Because he is on my right hand.
我便不至摇动。
I will not waver.
因此我的心欢喜灵快乐。
Therefore my heart is happy and my soul is joyful.
我的肉身也安然居住。
And my body is at peace.
哦，这是何等安息的生活。
What a peaceful life.
是活在神面前的生活。
To live a life in the presence of God.
彼得引用这处圣经的时候呢？
Peter also uses this portion of scripture.
彼得就告诉我们说，他说我看见耶和华常在我的面前。
Peter says that he often sees God in front of him.
他不仅是把神摆在他的面前呢。
He not only put God in front of him.
并且他用信心的眼睛在注视那位神。
He also uses eyes of faith to focus in on God.
那位耶稣基督。
To rely on God.
一直在看着那位神。
Continuing to look at God.
这是彼得的生活。
This was the life of Peter.
所以他的心欢喜灵快乐。
So his heart was joyful and his soul was happy. And full of peace.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在我们生活里面。
In our lives,
无论是我们做什么事情
whatever it might be that we do,
或者是我们和人在谈话
if we're talking to people,
或者是我们和人在交往
or we're conversing with
people, 我们总是把神摆在我们面前
we should always put God in front of us.
感谢你
Thank you, Lord.
你在这里与我同在
because you are with me.
当你扫地的时候
as you're sweeping the floors, God will be with you.
当你做事的时候主与你同在
as you're working, God will be with you.
他是我们最好的朋友
He is our best friend.
常常在我们旁边
Continuously beside us,
等候着来加给我们力量
wanting to add to our strength,
等候着来帮助我们
wanting to help us,
来扶持我们
to lift us up,
来拯救我们
to save us.
哦，弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
要用信心来相信这件事
we need to use faith to believe this.
你看我们的生活就会大大的不一样
you will see that there will be a drastic change.
在患难的时候
In difficult times,
我们要把我们要活在信心里，要使用我们的信心。
We need to apply our faith.
不要以为说遇见难处我自己没办法。
Don't say that if it's difficult and I can't take.
那个就是没有办法。
It's then therefore there's no solution.
世界人是这样。
Worldly people are like.
但是我们不是这样。
But we are not like.
虽然我们是软弱的。
Even though we are weak.
但是有一位却是大能的。
Yet there's one that is all.
我们的主与我们同在。
Our God is with us.
你看见当以色列人走在加利斯巴尼亚的时候。
You can see as the Israelites were walking in the desert.
走在那一座那个迦南的边界那一座城
as they were walking there right before they entered the promised land
从那个座城他们就可以进到那个迦南地区
and they were about to enter into the promised
land 所以摩西就打发十二个探子到那个迦南地去看一看这个迦南地是怎样一种光景
and Moses sent in 12 spies into the promised land to spy out the land
也看一看那边的军事情形到底如何
and also to see what the situation is there
这十二个探子他们走遍了迦南地
and these 12 spies they walked throughout the land
等到他们回来的时候呢
and as they returned
他们就告诉摩西和以色列百姓
and they said to Moses and the children of Israel
说那个地方呢我们说要去的实在是流难鱼米之地
they said it was a difficult and a hard land
不是 difficult 是流难鱼米难
oh it's a land full of milk and honey
那个是是丰美之地，丰美、丰富、美丽的地。
A beautiful land.
那么他说，那你们看，我们说拿回来葡萄。
You can see the grapes that we brought.
你知道那葡萄多大吗
？Do you know how big those grapes were?
只有一串的葡萄。
It was only one branch.
这一串的葡萄还不是一个 branch， 光是这么一串。
One cluster.
这一串葡萄需要两个人抬的。
Needed two people to carry this cluster of grapes.
那你看这个葡萄是多大？一串是多大的葡萄
？You can imagine how big the grapevine was.
这就是那地的证明啊。
That was the proof from that land.
实在是丰富之地啊。
It was a plentiful land.
他说不过。
But.
我们不能上去。
But we can't go.
这个不过就糟糕了，是不是
？This but was a big but.
为什么我们不能上去
？Why can't we go？
因为他们那地方城墙啊是非常高大。
It's because their walls are great.
是很坚固、很结实的。
It was very sturdy and strong.
我们绝对没有办法进去的。
There's no way we can get.
我们看见那个地方的人呢是亚拿族的人。
We can see that these are big people.
他每个人都是身量都很高大、很强壮。
And they're all giants.
那我们在他面前呢，就像个蚱蜢一样。
We're sort of like a cricket in front of him.
那么这种我们一点办法都没有。
There's nothing we can do.
我们要是上去的话，我们会被他吞掉的。
We'll be swallowed up if we go up.
这以色列人听见这个坏消息呀、啊。
When the Israelites heard this bad report,
大哭大叫起来。
They began to cry.
啊，这个约书亚，这个加勒就起来安慰他们。
And then Caleb stood up.
约书亚也起来跟他们讲话。
Joshua also stood up.
给他讲那个。给他们那个鼓励他们的话语。
Trying to encourage.
我们的神若是与我们同在。
If God is with us.
我们足能够上去，我们足能够胜过他们。
We can overcome.
我们现在就上去。
Let's all go up.
他们都是我们的食物。
We will be able to defeat them.
我们要把他们吞掉。
We will swallow them up.
你看约书亚和加勒呀，他们是多刚强。
You can see the sturdiness of Caleb and Joshua.
是不是他们还有力量呢
？Was it that they were had a lot of strength？
是不是他们两个人身量很高大呢
？Or that physically they were big？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不是这样。
Brothers and sisters,
他们为什么说这样刚强的话语
？Why did they say such a strong language？
为什么那样有把握的话语
？Why did they have such confidence？
我们足能够得胜。
That we can defeat。
我们要把他们吞掉。
That we can swallow them up。
把他们当作食物。
Using them as food.
亲爱的兄弟姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道他们两个人眼睛
，because of their eyes,
他们所看见的不是环境
，they did not see the surroundings,
不是难处
，they did not see the difficulties,
也不是看见他们自己的光景啊
，they did not see their own circumstances.
他们的眼睛所看见乃是那位全能的神。
What they saw was the all-powerful God.
创造宇宙万有的主宰。
That creator of heaven and earth.
神若是喜欢我们。
If God loves us.
神若是与我们同在。
If God is with us.
我们足能够得胜的。
We can defeat anything.
弟兄姊妹，在困苦艰难的时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, during the hard times.
在患难当中。
During the difficult times.
使用我们的信心。
We need to use our faith.
让我们的眼睛看到主耶稣身上。
Casting our eyes on the body of Jesus.
不要看环境。
Do not look around.
也不要看你自己的光景。
Do not look at your own circumstances.
你要看环境的话。
If you look at your surroundings.
没有个难处是你能够胜过的。
Not there are difficulties you cannot overcome.
你要看你自己的话。
If you look at yourself.
越看越灰心。
You'll become more and more discouraged.
仰望这为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We must look toward Jesus Christ.
仰望他的时候。
And looking toward him,
我们信心就建立起来了。
Our strength is increased.
我们就刚强起来。
Our faith is made strong.
我们足能够胜过所有一切的仇敌的诡计。
We can defeat our enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是许多神儿女的难处啊。
This is a great difficulty with many children of God.
常常和弟兄姊妹说
，I often say to brothers and sisters,
许多事情你都考虑过了。
You've thought and rethought everything.
这个事那个事你都考虑到很周全。
And you've spent time and thought.
有一件事你没有考虑进去。
But you always forget to add one thing.
就是你没有把主耶稣考虑进去。
You did not include Jesus Christ.
你看看你环境如何。
You look at
你看你经济条件如何
？You look at your financial situation.
你看你能力本事如何
？You look at the situation.
你也看看你亲戚朋友如何
？You look at your friends.
你什么东西都计算好了
？You've put these all together.
但是你没有把主耶稣计算进去。
But you did not put Jesus Christ.
所以你今天还是这样光景。
So today your situation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在难处当中
，in difficult times，
在生活里面。
In our
life,
we need to put Jesus
Christ in.
Focusing our eyes on Jesus Christ, not looking at other things.
弟兄姊妹，若是有主耶稣与我们同在
，If God is for us,
那就是最大的力量。
That is the biggest strength.
那就是最大的多数。
That is the greatest.
就全世界都起来反对我们
，Even if the whole world would be against us,
我们仍然是能站住。
We can continue to stand.
因为主是站在我们这一面。
Because God is standing on our side.
我们用信心来生活
，Using faith to live.
第四。
The fourth aspect.
要稍微给你们过一点时间，好不好？第四。
The fourth aspect.
就是要效法那些有信心的人。
We need to follow the example of those who live by faith.
好，读希伯来书第十一章。
Reading there in the 12th chapter, 11th chapter.
信心的见证人呐。
Here are those that live by faith.
当我们读他们的故事的时候。
And as we read their story.
叫我们信心受到鼓舞。
Our faith is increased and encouraged.
使信心能够刚强起来。
So that our faith would be strong.
还有从前那些引导我们的人。
And those in the past that have led us.
还有那些走在我们在这条路上走在我们前面的弟兄姊妹。
Those that go before us.
他们怎样活在信心里面？
How they lived in faith.
而借着信心。
Used by faith.
胜过了难处。
Overcoming difficulties.
解决了许多的问题。
solving many problems. I remember when I first went into full-time ministry.
年纪还很轻啊,
I was still fairly young. I did not understand.
有一位弟兄啊, 病了。
One brother was sick.
他受浸时候很好的。
When he was baptized, he was very good.
受浸之后也很有改变。
And there was great change after
我们对,
he was baptized.
对他很有盼望。
And we were had great hope in him.
但是没有想到啊, 他有一天病了。
But we couldn't imagine that one day he was sick.
他是在一个机关里面做主管。
He was a director in one agency.
开头他没有来告诉我他的病。
Originally, he didn't come and tell me about his sickness. He was just right close by.
那么，等到病得严重的时候呢？
But then when the disease became serious,
那么他的太太就说，去吧，去找了魏弟兄吧，给他，那个让他祷告祷告吧。
You better go find find Brother Wei and pray with him.
他就把他的病情一五一十都告诉了我。So
he traced his sickness and told me.
他的病啊，没有发作的时候还是好，很好。
Before he was sick, he was okay.
这个病一发作起来呀。
Yet when this disease occurred,
痛苦得不得了。
Very painful.
他是痛还不如抓自己呀。
And he would scratch himself.
他是把自己都抓破。
And he would even break his skin.
家里人吓得不得了，就把他两个手在按住。
And his family got so frightened that they tried to grab his arms.
因为他太痛苦了。
Because he was in such pain.
就把头往墙上撞。
And he would bang his head against the wall.
还好啊，是。 这个日本式的房子都是纸拉门。
Fortunately, it was a Japanese-style house, and all the walls are made of paper.
这个头没有撞破。
His head wasn't broken.
只把纸门撞破了。
I only broke the wall.
实在受不了。
He could not take it.
怎么办？
What can we do?
我怎么办呢？
What could I do?
我们这里有一个弟兄啊，是做医生的。
We have a brother here that is a doctor.
很有名的医生，你去找一找他吧。
He's a fairly famous doctor. You go.
他会给你介绍神经科的医生。
He will introduce a psychologist to you.
让你看看你的那个身，你看看你的病吧。
To see your sickness.
我有什么办法呢？
What could I do?
我没有办法。
I didn't have. I couldn't do anything.
请教高明找医生。
So I told him to go find a doctor. I'm sure that we would probably all be like this.
结果怎么样我也不知道。
What eventually happened?
病得很厉害。
It got worse.
以后住在医院里面。
He went into the hospital.
以后住在一个最好的医院里面。
He went into one of the finest hospitals.
这个病啊一直继续下去。
And the disease continued.
越过越严重了。
And as it went, it got worse and worse.
严重到一个地步啊。
It got to the point.
不晓得怎么办才好。
Really didn't know what to do.
整个家里愁云惨雾。
家里头很痛苦。The family was heartbroken.
太太住在医院里头陪着她丈夫。
The wife spending all her time in the hospital.
不能看顾家里孩子。
Could not take care of the children.
整个生活都不正常。
Entire family life was broken.
这样拖下去实在是没有好的希望。
To continue down like this did not present a good hope.
有一天，有一位弟兄去看他。
One day, one brother went to see him.
这位弟兄看他这痛苦的眼光景啊。
And saw the pain and agony he was in.
你为什么不去找一找某某姊妹呢？
He said, why don't you go find a sister?
那位姊妹是年长的姊妹。
She is an elderly sister.
她能够帮助你。
She can help you.
当弟兄这样介绍的时候呢？
And as this brother was making this introduction,
这位弟兄他马上就摇手。
Immediately he said, shaking his hand, he said, no.
那么结果他的太太和弟兄两个人就勉强他去。
Finally his wife and this brother, dragged him over to see.
一个在前面拉他，一个在后边推他。
One was pulling him in front, and the other pushing him.
推到医院门口，就把他送到计程车上面。
And got him to the front of the hospital and put him in a taxi.
这个车子把车子关起来，他又从窗子爬出来。
Closed the door and he tried to get out the window.
他们就把他压到那个地方去。
And so they held him down there.
他到那客厅里面。
When he was in the living room.
既来之则安之了。 他就坐在那地方了。
He was sitting there.
那么那位年长的姊妹出来了。
That elderly sister came out.
什么事情啊？
What's the matter?
他就把他的病情啊一五一十的都告诉了这位姊妹。
And so this man told this sister the situation.
怎样开始的？
How did it start?
怎样严重起来？
How it got worse and worse.
怎样的痛苦？
The pain that he was in.
怎样的找医生？
Looking for doctors.
怎样的请弟兄们祷告？
And went to ask brothers to pray for.
我先请弟兄祷告。
I'll I first went to ask Brother Wayne to pray.
穆穆弟兄祷告,
and I asked that brother to pray.
然后穆穆教会祷告,
and that church to pray.
附近好几个教会都为我祷告,
and many churches in the vicinity were praying.
没有办法,
but nothing happened.
没有办法,
nothing happened.
说完之后啊,
after he had finished, this elderly sister, she indeed knew God. She was living in faith.
弟兄,
said, brother, said, your disease is fake.
他已经都气起来了,
after he heard this, he became mad. His face changed.
我50多岁了,
I'm over 50 years old.
我还要装病啊,
I have to be sick.
我也不是小孩子,
I'm not a little kid.
我痛苦到这种样子,
I'm in pain to this point.
特别是不安慰我,
and you're not only not comforting me, you're saying that my sickness is fake.
气得不得了,
he was very mad.
我们的姊妹一个, 不要气, 不要气,
the sister said, don't be angry.
这不是我说的,
this is not what I said.
这是主说的,
this is what God says.
主说的,
God says.
请你读, 罗马书第三章,
said, please read Romans the third chapter.
把罗马书第三章就借给他读,
so he opened to Romans the third chapter.
大概是第二节第三节, 我记不太清了,
either the second or the third verse.
哎呀, 这个事情实在太好了,
it's a tremendous story.
当这位弟兄病好了, 病好了, 回来之后,
after this man had recovered and came back,
各地做见证的时候,
he went around giving his testimony.
我听了这一处圣经, 我实在是佩服得不得了,
I was great, very envious after
我们亲,
I heard this passage.
青年弟兄姊妹, 实在是应当, 花功夫读圣经,
we as younger Christians should spend a lot of time in reading the Word of God.
每一次圣, 也, 不是, 要把圣经啊, 那个话语丰富, 丰富藏在我们里面,
to hide the word of God within us.
每一次圣灵要使用的时候,
and every time the Holy Spirit needs to use,
一感动, 话就出来了,
as soon as the moving of the Holy Spirit occurs,
it
comes out, it'd probably be a joyous sight.
我是, 我到现在我还都背, 还都背过,
I don't know if I remember it.
他说, 既或有不信的, 即便有不信的,
第三,
罗马书第三章, 那你们看, 你们看, 好不好? 罗马书第三章, 找到没有?
The third chapter of Romans, the third verse.
啊, 即便有不信的, 啊, 一起念, 好不好? 啊, 即便有不信的, 这有何妨呢? 难道他们的不信, 就废掉神的信吗? 断乎不能, 不如说, 神是真实的, 人都是虚谎的, 这个虚谎啊, 也翻译叫虚假,
This line here is, can also be translated as false.
念了一遍两遍,
let's read it once more.
然后就告诉他说, 这个人都是虚谎, 都是虚假的,
and she read it several times to him and then said, man, all men are liars.
这不是我说的, 这神说的,
this is not what I said, this is what God said.
这个话一下都进到他里头去了,
these words hit home for this
这是主说,
man.
人都是虚假的,
says here that all men are false.
当然我的病也是虚假的呢,
then my disease must be false.
连我这个人都是虚假的,
then even myself I'm false.
那我的病也是虚假的,
my disease must be false.
一下子清楚过来了,
suddenly everything was clear.
都不需要讲很多的道理的,
so I didn't have to say a whole lot of logic.
祷告吧,
or we'll just pray.
祷告完就回去了,
so after prayer he went home.
我为什么很佩服这两节圣经呢?
Why am I so fond of
你们,
these verses?
你们不能欣赏,
you probably won't understand.
我是很领会这两圣经,
I can really identify with these.
因为这是值得我说的,
because they're pointing to me.
他说, 即便有不信的,
says, what if some do not?
这有何妨呢?
Shall their faith,
难,
shall their faith make?
难道他们的不信,
shall their faith in,
就废掉神的信吗?
Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
即便有不信的是谁说的?
Who says that some do not believe?
那就指着我说的,
pointing to me.
也指着那么多替他祷告的弟兄姊妹说的,
and also praying to all those that had prayed.
为什么你的病不好?
Why didn't your disease, why wasn't your, why weren't you healed?
就是因为他们的不信,
is because of their unbelief.
即便有不信的,
if there are some that do not believe,
无所谓,
doesn't make any difference.
这有何妨呢?
What effect?
难道他们的不信,
would their unbelief,
就废掉神的信吗?
Would make null God's faith?
人虽然不相信,
even though man does not believe,
神仍然是信实的,
God is still faithful.
不要看他们,
don't look at them.
看神好了,
look at God.
虽然他没有讲,
even though he didn't say.
但是话里就包含这个意思。
This word, this meaning is contained.
头一节圣经就把他眼睛从人的身上转到主的身上来了。
So that first verse caused his eyes to shift from man to God.
为什么他们没有能力？
Why didn't they have strength?
为什么祷告没有果效？
Why wasn't there result?
就是因为不信的恶心在里面了。
Is because they had the seed of unbelief.
不要管他们。
Don't worry about them.
他们虽然不信，
even though they don't believe,
神仍然是信实的。
God is still faithful.
你看神。
You look at God. You look at Jesus.
从人上眼睛一从转到主身上来。
Turning your eyes from man to God.
下面一节圣经是治病的圣经。治病医治病的。
There at the bottom, the next verse talks about the curing of sin.
他不如说神是真实的。
That let God be true.
人都是虚假的。
That God, all men are unrighteous.
一进到里面。
And as soon as this came in,
真是像特效药一样。
It was almost like a disease that could cure anything.
立刻就好了。
His disease was healed.
他自己还不知道。
But he did not know.
回去就躺在病床上的。
Then he went home and went to bed.
又等着发病。
And waiting for it to occur.
等了一天了，病没有发。
First day, nothing happened.
等了一个礼拜，病也没有发。
After a week, nothing happened.
他怎么不发了呢？
Why doesn't this?
从前一天发好几次的。
Before each day, it acted.
现在一个礼拜一次都没有发呀。
And here, one week, nothing happened.
莫非我真的好了吗？
Maybe it is true that I'm well.
他自己还不知道呢。
He still did not realize.
还等在那个地方。
Still waiting there.
不敢出院了。
He was afraid even to
出去之后
go out of the hospital.
进来不容易啊。
If once you got out, you couldn't get back in.
等了一个月的时间呢。
For 1 month.
没有发病了。
He did not, his disease did not come back.
收拾行李回到家里面去。
So he packed his bags and went.
到处来做见证。
He came running out, giving testimony.
几年我再看见弟兄的时候啊。
After several years, I saw this brother.
喜乐得不得了。
He was filled with joy.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我把这件事告诉你们。
I tell you this story.
一面就是让我们能够效法那些有信心的人。
On the one hand, is hoping that we would follow this man that walked by.
跟随他们的脚踪。
To walk on their footsteps.
另外一方面，我真是巴不得青年弟兄姊妹好好读圣经。
On the other hand, I also hope that we will spend more time in the Word.
你们的年日还很长久。
You still have many years ahead.
主使用你们的机会还是很多。
There's still many many opportunities for God to use you.
趁着年轻的时候。
So you need to, while you're young.
把主的话丰丰富富藏在你们里面。
Treasure God's Word in your heart.
好让圣灵什么时候使用。
So that the Holy Spirit can use it at any time.
主的话就出来了。
And whenever the need is there, the word will come.
这一位老姊妹。
You can see this old sister.
圣经是何等的熟啊。
She was very familiar with the Bible.
你全本圣经你翻来翻去，你都翻不出这句话来的。
You probably could spend your time leafing through the Bible and could not come up with this word.
这句话出来了。
And all of a sudden, this came right out.
解决他的问题。
And it solved all his problems.
医治了他的疾病。
Cured his sickness.
要好好读圣经。
We need to read the Word of God.
要活在信心里面。
To live in faith.
使用我们的信心。
To use our faith.
患难时候使用信心。
In times of difficulty.
在生活里面使用我们的信心。
In our life, using our faith.
无论在什么时候。
No matter where it might be.
或读经或祷告。
In prayer or in reading the Word.
都要在信心里面。
Always abiding in faith.
信心的果效。
And the result of faith.
才能产生出来。
Only then can the result of faith come out.
我们这样的信心才能有长进。
And only then can our faith grow.
才能更加老练。
Can it only then be refined?
我想就把这三方面告诉你们。
I wanted to just share these three aspects with you.
还有两方面也是很重要。
Actually, there are two more that are very important.
没有时间和弟兄姊妹去说。
But because of the time, we do not have time.
就怎样在信心里祷告。
One is how to pray in faith.
这是也是很重要的。
This is indeed very important.
还有，就是要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Looking toward Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. May God be gracious to us.
不仅让我们听见了主的话。
Not only allowing us to hear the word of God.
让活在里面。
But that we would also live in the word of God.
在我们生活里面切实地去实行。
That in our lives we would put these into practice.
操练我们的信心。
To exercise our faith.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代。
Dear brothers and sisters, this generation.
不信的时代。
Is a generation of unbelief.
是一个邪恶悖逆的时代。
It's an ungodly and perverse generation.
我们在时代当中能够站立得住。
For us to be able to stand in this generation.
能够在神的手里有一点用处。
To be useful in the hands of God.
有点真实用处。
some true worthiness.
就是我们必须成为一个有信心的人。
We must become men and women of faith.
能够使用的信心的人。
To use our faith.